Check 1, 2. Audience participation back there, and it's very welcome. I was considered kind of a flattering to have people singing along. So with that in mind, Benny King there. Thank you. Appreciate the participation. Should I keep going? Let's see. Well, I think I'll play a little downer song, so of woe and tragedy that seems appropriate for this time of year. Crossing the highway late last night, he should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon come. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking a high heaven. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your windows and hold your nose. You don't have to look, you don't have to see. You can feel it in your olfactory. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking a high heaven. Yeah, you got your dead cat and you got your dead dog on a moonlit night. You got your dead toad frog. You can got your dead rabbit and your dead raccoon. The blood and the guts are gonna make you swoon. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking a high heaven. Come on, stink. Stink in the middle, dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road, stinking a high heaven.
Remember that one?
Luden Wainwright. All right, let's see. What have I got?
Now that we're done with squishing animals, I got another animal song here. This one started out as a children's song, but then I was informed under no uncertain circumstances it absolutely was not a children's song. I won't mention your name, Terrence, don't worry. So it turned into a bitter, sarcastic environmental song. I want to dedicate this one to Terrence, I think.
Some like to dine on more exotic fare. They'll eat any animal, they just don't care. How about a soup made of condors and rice, or some eagle pot pie? Very nice. Some think that whale is the tastiest fish, but a bowl of bear soup is what I wish. Bear soup, give me a mighty bowl of that big bear soup. Bear soup, bear soup, I gotta have a bowl of that. Another species vanishes, what's all a fuss? As long as it's them and it ain't us. Now you can have your bear either black or brown. If you find a good recipe, jot it down. Well, some will pull a Kodiak out of his lair, although I want my soup from the grizzly bear. But if you like polar bear, you'd best beware. Don't matter how you cook it, it just gets more rare. Bear soup. Bear soup, give me a mighty bowl of that big bear soup. Bear soup, bear soup, I gotta have a bowl of that big bear soup. Another species vanishes, what's all the fuss? As long as it's them and it ain't us. First you get yourself a stove and a great big pot. Then you turn up the heat, get it real hot. Toss in an onion and a carrot or two. Drop in your bear and let it stew. Mm-mm. When the blizzard hits, you won't have to stoop. Just serve yourself a bowl of that big bear soup. But when your snow gets deep and those cold winds howl, you can eat till you're stuffed and still hear your stomach growl. When you're cold and hungry, any soup tastes fine, but I like my soup a bit more ursine. Bear soup, give me a mighty bowl of that big bear soup. Bear soup, bear soup, I gotta have a bowl of that big bear soup. Another species vanishes, what's all the fuss? As long as it's them and it ain't us. Well, here's something to think about that's not too complex. When they're all gone, then we are next.
Hi, thank you.